Welcome to the Friendverse podcast. This is Wandia.
And this is Shiko.
So how are you guys doing, eh?
You guys is who?
The people who are listening,
but
Shiko.
You can't hear what they're saying.
No, but then you're meant to say, yeah, how are you guys doing? I'm feeling really good.
Okay, ça va. I am okay. And things are easy. Coasting, so, you know, really? Whatever. Yeah, so the usual.
So and what are you reading?
It's not like something I'm reading. It's something I've read. And so I came back to it when I was thinking about, you know, what we are going to talk about today.
And
so
life and stuff
no,
like that.
Specific to today's topic.
Okay.
So there's this lady called Clementine von Radek. I found her on Tumblr. You know those Tumblr poets. Then I got her book. It's called Mouthful of Forevers. It's really dope. I really enjoy that book. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of the Tumblr poets, except the one who shall not be named. But yeah, no. And I've been buying the books, you know. And so I'm going to read a part of one of her poems. Mm-hmm. And it says, I drank you like the cure when maybe you are the poison. Yeah. Okay. You see?
I'm triggered.
Why are you triggered?
Yeah,
what's
because
happening?
I already feel like someone has been seeing into my life.
Yes. What do you think she's talking about? Because it's like part of a longer poem, but I just took those three sentences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like you think someone is good for you,
mm-hmm.
and you probably convince yourself this person is good for you or this thing is good for you. However, it turns out to being something that could destroy you,
mm-hmm.
maybe fatal, or yeah, crippled you in some way.
And that is a very good segue into what we are talking about today, which is heartbreak. Yes. And so, Wandia.
Oh, God.
Have you had your heart broken? Or...
What
have
is you, even
no,
heartbreak?
No way. You know what heartbreak is. It's
I want
not,
you to put it plainly.
Okay, sawa. But have you also, well, I'm explaining, it's not only about whether you mm-hmm. have had your heart broken, it's mm-hmm. also whether mm-hmm. you've broken someone's heart.
Do people tell you when you've broken their heart?
But like, you know, me, I know. Like, I know people whose hearts.
You've been breaking people's
no,
hearts.
No, like, there's one specific incident in my head. Of yeah, someone's sure. heart that I broke. Like, I know. I mean, we are cool now and everything. But at that point, it was definitely breaking. Like, it's when you are in this relationship. And it doesn't have to be platonic.
It doesn't have to be romantic. Yeah.
It can be a platonic relationship.
True.
And then something happens or someone does something or someone says something and you just feel like, completely
hurt.
Devastated
yeah.
and hurt, and maybe sometimes the relationship like ceases to exist.
And usually in that instance, when you do this thing that hurts this other person, could you break someone's heart if it was with good intentions, or is it always a bad intention?
No, it can be with good intentions.
Okay.
Yeah, because now think about it this way. You can end a relationship mm-hmm. because it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
You know, so for your sake, it's a good intention.
Yeah,
but
for
the
someone
other,
else,
you can,
they feel
yes.
like their expectations have not been met in that way. Or maybe
they're just
longevity.
Devastated.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
sad. Something yeah. came to an end. So yes, I have gotten my heart broken. And
have you broken someone's heart?
Have I broken someone's heart? Maybe. I'm
what?
Not really sure.
How do you know?
I don't know if I've broken someone's heart.
Like you, okay.
Like I said something that disappointed them, yeah.
Not disappointment. Disappointment is like a crack.
Okay,
I'm talking about a break. A break. Like, you know.
Like it literally broke.
Not literally.
Like,
metaphorically.
I know.
But you know what I mean? Like, the devastation was, like, huge.
Jeez.
Yes. Like, it was, it kind of altered
yeah,
them.
Yeah, sure. I guess I have.
Yes. The reason I'm insistent on that is because most of the time we focus on, our heart was broken. But you know also, we break people's hearts.
Yeah.
So it's always good to have that thing in your head that it's not only you who's the victim all the time. Sometimes there are people who are victims of you.
Yeah, this you know? Is true. But then I go to the point of perhaps I don't really think about, often I don't think about other people, because when I'm giving people that type of feedback or I'm telling them something that could potentially break their heart, I'm not doing it with a negative, or I don't know, maybe I'm not centering them. So that's quite an interesting question for me, because I've never really thought, have I broken someone's heart?
Okay, let me give you my example, seen something. So when I was in uni,
yeah.
when I was going to uni mm-hmm. to the US, at that point, I had a boy in Kenya. Mm-hmm. So when I left, it was those, and this was the days before cell phones. So mm-hmm. it was email. There was no Skype, nothing. We yeah. were on email and letters. So when I went, it was that whole positive, oh my God, I'm in love. This thing is going to work. I'll be coming back during the
distance,
summer.
Or,
you know, yeah. It was, and then I got there and.
You saw all the. All, you know, the milk and the honey. You're like. Well,
let me tell
you. Damn, girl.
Let me tell you. You know, like every time someone asks, are American men really that hot? They really are. Not to, like, anyway. So we had that conversation on email about how I don't think it's going to work.
So you told him you... What did you tell him?
I don't remember. First of all, this was before Gmail, so we were on Yahoo. So, and I remember telling him that, as in, I'm in college and I don't think it's realistic to try and stay together. And, you know, at that point, I couldn't tell that. And then, you know, you have this idealism that we can be friends. Mm. So, of course, when I came back during the summer, summer being June, July, not our summer, American summer. And when I came back and I saw him and I could, and when I was like, oh, now we can have this conversation, it was obvious his heart was broken, you know. Because in the first case, he was the one that was, who was left.
Yeah.
That's number one. And then number two, I'm there, you know, having hippies in America.
Right.
You know.
This bitch is glowing.
Exactly. So
it must have been very evident.
Yes. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not about that I thought about it when I was writing that email. Oh, my God, I'm going to break his heart. But when I saw him is when I was like, oh, my God, you know, like that. So that's what I mean. I know I've broke. Even friends. I know there are friendships that I'm just like, this thing is not serving me anymore. And maybe I don't even approach it the correct way by having conversations. I just stop talking to people, and I know it's not the right way. And then people want to act like it doesn't affect them and whatever, but I mean, hearts break.
So I think your little story has definitely also made me think about my experiences. Definitely I've broken people's hearts, both in romantic and friendship type of situations. I think mostly is when I just tell them about boundaries, I feel, and where I'm even making a stand of saying that let's have this relationship come to an end, or I don't like how you did this, and for me that's like a deal breaker.
But I
feel you get hurt that someone is rejecting you as you are in that way, right?
I agree.
So, and then I'm also thinking of when you're breaking someone's heart, or you're ending something, you know, you also break your own heart.
Definitely.
You feel like even
a
you.
Depends, though. I mean, if it was a relationship where you were just, I don't know, giving and giving and someone wasn't giving you. I think sometimes when I'm leaving things that no longer serve me, I've completely rationalized it in my head that I don't feel the pain I felt. Mm-hmm. Like I did, like when I started thinking about this thing needs to end, you know, That one I'm actually thinking about more friendships than romantic relationships, because when I see I'm giving to this friendship and it's not giving me back, or it's not what I want in my life, by the time I've reached that point where I'm saying this is over, I've already dealt with my emotions and whatnot, so I don't really...
I feel like that's really bad, because now it means you let it fester, and then it was like a slow process of
slow burn.
You now moving away from that person. And sometimes I wonder, do you usually tell this person that you have a problem with, they're doing this and this, and you're just drawing away and away, and yet maybe someone is still meeting you you know, at the same place that you are meeting each other, yet you are moving farther away. So that now when you come and say that actually this is not serving me the same way as it was before, mm-hmm. someone has now just been left in the lurch, you know. Them though are thinking everything is probably fine, but well, Shiko is now drawing away more often, mm-hmm. and now me, I'm still there. Mm. Actually, I don't like that.
Okay,
I'm like, no, damn, that's really hurtful.
I know.
Yeah,
and maybe I don't know. Well, not I don't do it to everyone, but there are some people I'm like, I can already sense that they're taking advantage of me, or so, you know, something like that. So that's when I probably don't have a conversation with them because I'm like, by the way, this person, I can already sense they don't have the emotional maturity to deal with this thing. So it's better I just like
move away.
Yes. Yeah. Because not everything is for having conversations.
Well,
not everyone.
With friendships, that's very that happens more often. But now with when it comes to like romantic relationships where maybe you have an agreement or you know what it is you're doing with this person, and then it's so unfair. That's why people say clearly you had already started moving away from me or moving on before you even told me that what's happening is not the same and I want it to end. So it's like you give yourself a head start and then this person is like devastated even more because...
But I feel like if that person was really not giving me what the friendship needed, then they're really not that hurt. Like, because I'm not going to leave or I'm not going to stop being friends with someone and we are cool. Like, the reason I'm moving away is because there's something here that is not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the flip side now, I'm trying to think if I've had a friend who's broken my heart. But I think, probably.
With something that they did. Maybe it's like one action. Because, you know, this thing for it's things adding up and then you slowly draw away. I feel like sometimes it's just this thing that happens and then you're just like, actually, we cannot continue after this. It completely changes the dynamic. Yes, maybe we still, you know, follow each other on Instagram. We're still, you know, we'll see each other when we go out. We'll have a drink, maybe in the same crowd. But then when it's just you two, you have nothing.
It's changed.
And it kind of ended, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it happens. It happens when someone says that you're friends and then their actions prove otherwise.
Otherwise.
You know, and then you're invested in this thing and then something happens and you're like, let's say you go through something, you know, and the person you expect to be there is not there.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, and then you're still friends after, but of course.
But it's not the
same. Yeah.
And then that makes me think of this saying people like, I think on Twitter, don't overstate the importance in other people's lives. Because sometimes you think you're someone's everything.
It's a gamble because, you know, sometimes you can, one day I can sit with you and say, Yani, we are tight, we are friends and, you know, whatever. Like, we have this conversation about this friendship
we're not
is
really
about.
That close.
No. And then you say the same thing to me. And then something happens in either of our lives. And then you're just not able to be that person to me that I thought you would be. So I'm not overstating my importance in your life. It's just that at that one thing that maybe was important for you
is not what I'm saying.
Yeah. So we are still good, but something has changed. But I don't think I'm overstating my importance.
Do you think it's like
people just say
people
that
want to measure things? I think it comes from that thing.
They
give me, I give you.
Yes.
Reciprocity. I know there is reciprocity in a level where it's important, right? But people really want a buck for a buck, two bucks for $2.
Mm.
So it ends up being something that you're measuring who is a better friend than the other. Mm. Like, I supported you throughout this whole year, and you've not been there for me.
Mm.
And I mean, so we get lost in that. Trying to measure, like, what have you given to me and what have I given to you? And then now you start wondering, wow, maybe this person is not really my friend.
Yeah.
However, they could be going through some other thing.
But not sharing with you.
I mean, as someone who has outrightly said she doesn't share much. And I think people are different, right?
No, it's true.
As long as you still feel that you're meeting each other halfway in some things.
Mm.
I don't know. I think there's
What's
this idea
halfway,
of,
though?
I don't know, halfway based on what we do. Like, let's say me and you have a good friendship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And clearly you say that you don't share as much.
Mm.
just because you don't share as much as of your personal stuff doesn't make me feel like, oh, Shiko is not my friend because she won't tell me her deepest, darkest secrets. Mm-hmm. That's something that is about you. Mm. But I feel like we contribute to other different things in each other's lives. Mm-hmm. For me to feel like, no, my relationship with Shiko is quite good. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a friendship, yes, you know?
Yeah.
But some people, they'll be like, oh, I told you about this thing, but you wouldn't tell me about this. Or when I was going through a sad time in my life, you were not even there, but you, when you were sad, I was there. Mm. You know,
I'm the one who always calls you.
I'm always the one who calls you and everything. Then I'm like, when you call, right?
So when you okay, want, wait. You know, first of all, we've already been sidetracked from the topic of heartbreak. But I have a question about that thing of I'm the one who always calls, I'm the one who always says we meet or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're of the opinion that if someone wants to call, they should call. If someone wants to plan the meets and whatever, they should plan. And they shouldn't feel a type of way if they are the ones who always do it.
I feel like there's a way it should be well balanced. But if you're feeling like it's always one-sided, I better ask you and find out, do you feel like you can't call me up for something? Because until I'm able to find out if there's an issue, why should I assume that there is a problem, right?
Okay.
That's how I feel like, if I feel like you're moving away from me, I'm the one who's always calling, I will ask you point blank, what's up? You know, you've changed from doing this to doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm the one who's the fan of the party. I'm the one who's giving you all the
plans.
Who has the plans? Or I'm the one who's has that energy to be the creator.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe me and let's say Shiko K, right? In different moments of our lives, there's one person who'll be carrying the energy, be like, no, you come, you'll have a good time. And then it'll be like, yeah, I actually had a really good time. And you kind of go highs and lows.
I will trust
that we have a good enough relationship for me not to overthink that
something is an
issue. Calling me. So now if she stopped calling me, I'll ask her, are you okay? Are we good?
Yeah.
If she tells me yes, I will go back to calling you all the time. When I want to call you, I will call you.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like we get lost in this measuring thing. Mm. We're like, gosh, I don't have anyone. I'm like, okay, find out from your people. Are they your people? Then move back to feeling comfortable.
Mm.
So I bet the basis of this is like you trust or you have a strong relationship in that you're able to be honest with each other.
Mm.
That when I ask you, are we good? You saying, yes, we're good is the
honest
truth.
Yeah, it's honest.
And as you say, you can control how people react to you, how they respond to your questions, whether they're telling you the truth. But if we're in a friendship, I will trust that that's what it is.
Okay.
Until now, we call Sana. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Even you, Shiko, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, can we go back to heartbreak?
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. So, how do you cope? How do you deal? You know,
with
how
heartbreak.
Because the reason I'm asking that is because there's this whole thing where there are people who are like, oh, it's never that serious, I just move on, you know, like that. That is, if you do not deal with your emotions, they're gonna come out at some point.
Yep.
So I just want I want to state out like outright right now. If anyone says, oh, I don't feel a type of way about this, I've moved on or whatever.
Or you move on quickly to the next person.
You are not dealing with your emotions. Like, you have to process these things. I'm not saying that it take a year. It can take a week.
True.
But you have to process.
Yeah.
And that's me. That's how I deal with heartbreak, you know. I have to be like, why was this painful?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Why? Or sometimes I even, like, question myself, like, why didn't you see this coming, you know?
But you see, sometimes you can get lost in that, why didn't I see that coming? And from personal experience, I get very, then you start being very critical of yourself, like, you start blaming yourself, and you're like, well, chill out. It happens. Sometimes we ignore our gut. Sometimes, you know, you're like, no, it feels really good. Or there are these things that feel really good and I still want to hold on to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of sidetrack yourself from noticing those negative things that you feel, you know, give you those little doubts. So in those moments, me, I'm just like, just focus on, well, the fact that you're hurt about this means you liked this person in this way. And that's not a bad thing, you know. They maybe revealed these kind of traits to you, this type of person. They treated you in this way. And it feels good. It feels good to be wanted, to be loved, to be, you know, given attention, you know, affection. It feels good. Everyone wants it. So the fact that sometimes you kind of accept some things so that you can keep on having some of those elements is human, right? And this idea,
shouldn't you do better the next time?
True.
And that's
definitely
why I'm, that's why I'm asking myself, why didn't I see this? Because probably I gave, there were signs and I chose to ignore them for the sake of being wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's that thing where I'm like, now for the next time,
practice makes perfect.
I'm telling you.
So you need to get your heart broken until it's like a mess.
No, you have to learn how to be emotionally intelligent about your relationships.
About other people. I think
that's what it is. Yeah, because
from the get-go.
Because even your family breaks your heart. You know what I'm saying? So it's not only about this.
So if your family breaks your heart, you just tell them, oh,
you just ignore them. You ignore them. That because you can't. You can't like. Like, I know I can't not meet my family just because of how my family is, right? But I know that I can ignore them.
Yeah, that's true. So I definitely agree about looking at where you went wrong so that the next time you are able to recognize the same things happening, the same, you know, steps of how you're getting hurt, you know, right? And?
Yeah.
What else do you do?
You watch a lot of YouTube videos that tell you how to cope.
You watch a lot of videos.
And what listen to sad songs.
Oh my God, I listen to the same song on loop, actually.
Let me tell you, there was a time I was so heartbroken. And do you know which song I kept playing?
Okay.
Kolibad's
God.
Blind to the Haters or whatever. Like, this is like 2007, I think, or something. And I kept playing that song over and over again. And I was at work, right? And one of the people who used to sit next to me came to me and they were like, Chico, are you okay? You've played that song over and over.
You know what we should play? That Taras Riley song, what is it? Don't come back, or is it don't look back?
I know that song. Oh God,
it's perfect.
There are many songs. There's that one. There's
so many. There's I played that old
Tamar Braxton song that says, "If you don't want to love me, don't love me." Yeah. That one. That song was another. It's another favorite of mine, by the way. Oh, yeah. If you don't know that song, you need to go look for it.
I mean,
it's
also
on YouTube.
I think how to cope with heartbreak is also to feel your feelings. Feel the heart, feel like, you know, feel sad. Allow yourself to feel sad. Allow yourself to cry. I like crying. Crying is something that relieves a lot of tension in my life. You know, I could
crying is not weakness.
It's not. It's really, really not. So I like
it's
doing that.
Therapy.
Let me just enter my bed, be comfortable and just cry. I feel sad, you know.
You know,
something,
it's very hard
something came
for
to
me.
An end.
Like, when I want to cry, I don't cry. But when like someone does something to me, and I'm not even like in a crying mood, it will just come. Then I'm like, why don't you come when I'm sad and I want to cry? But when this idiot, you know, like hits my car, I'm crying.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so
ridiculous.
Yeah. I also have this, when I'm angry, I feel sometimes I can really cry.
Yes.
But it's such a weird moment to feel like you should cry when you're angry. Because that frustration and you're like, maybe I should be pissed at you and hit you or do something. Then you do, the worst thing is crying. So what else do you do to deal with heartbreak? Do you believe in telling someone how they hurt you? Do you feel like important
no,
for you?
No, it depends on the relationship we had, I feel.
Okay.
Not everyone gets that talk. And I don't feel, like, generally speaking, my opinion is not everyone. You shouldn't have a conversation with everyone because sometimes your heart is still, like, fragile and, you know, you'll just make yourself angry. And you might want it to serve a purpose, like make that person feel that type of, and they feel nothing. And so you're just jumizaing there for nothing.
Yeah, that's true. I also agree there are some people who it will just fizzle out or it will just be like, you know, it will just you silence. It will be silence at the end of it. You're not talking anymore. But there's some people who I feel maybe when they break my heart or they hurt me or something like that, I feel like they deserve to know what they did wrong. And for me, it serves like a release that I said it and now I can stop imagining I should have said this to his face or to her face. I should have really put it in there and said A, B, C, D when they did this so that I can stop thinking about all the moments that I did not, you know, respond or
wait, so
give that
you
type
relive
of feedback.
All these things.
Not all of them. Okay. It's like the that thing, okay. That thing that happened okay. that hurt me.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it's some people will ghost you.
Yeah.
You do something wrong, someone will just X you.
Mm.
But there's other people who do something wrong and you're like, you're really going to get the feedback from me and this is what you did wrong. And you just be knowing you messed up.
Okay, if someone ghosts me, by the way, now, I don't even, like, it's those ones where even if we met on the streets, I'll pass you, like, I did not know you even existed.
So if I ghost you?
Yes. As in, I'm like, let's keep that same energy. That's my motto, man. If you ghosted me, why are we acting like we know each other?
Yeah.
We do not know each other. End of.
What if something else is going on?
Well, when the thing ended, you should have hollered back. Me, by the way, I'm very open to, you know. But, as in, if you ghost forever. If we ever meet, don't even come and say hi. I'll look at you like, who are you?
I don't know her.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Carrie.
Yeah? So that's one thing about ghosting. But ghosting also, it broke my heart one time because it was someone I used to talk to like all the time and I know they went through something. And then I was like, I didn't like fault them, but then I saw them in real life once and I was like, what the hell? I got kidogo angry and then, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, we have someone in studio. Who has a question on heartbreak? And they don't want to come on the mic, so I'm just going to read the question. Is it even a question? It says, majority of romantic relationships end in heartbreak due to unsynced or
unrequited
love, yeah. So I agree. I mean, it was one of the things I was going to say where people have different expectations.
Yeah.
There was something you talked about, and then in my head I was like, if you're in this relationship and you're expectations are different.
Mm.
Someone is gonna get hurt.
True.
So it's true. Mm. Even, you know, I feel like more people should be breaking up with their friends and not only romantic relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold your friends to higher standards. So that you have the same expectations, you have the same, you're in sync, you know. Have nurturing friendships. Break hearts of your friends and get better friends.
Yeah,
okay, that's out
true.
Of the way, but yes.
Like, now you've made me think of this friendship that I ended because I found out this big thing that she had been keeping from me or that was happening in her life. And I don't know, it just shocked me that this is something that I didn't know.
But wait.
Yeah.
Was your friendship such that...
Mm-hmm.
It would be something they would have told you.
Yes.
Okay.
So it
granted.
It completely, I was in shock because I was like, you are going through this entire thing, this big thing.
Mm.
I don't want to really get into the details because she might listen to this podcast. But then it really made me analyze what exactly our relationship was. And I realized that if this is something that I wouldn't be able to know about you or you wouldn't feel comfortable to tell me, then I don't think we should continue the relationship in the way I thought it would be.
Mm.
Let's continue. You know, if we meet on the streets and everything, we can say what's up. But to me, that was a key turning point and realizing that our relationship has actually changed. And yeah, I should be aware and, you know.
Yeah. So to answer this question,
yes.
I feel like to avoid getting your heart broken, in romantic relationships, in platonic relationships, even in your employment, is that you're all on the same page. Like there's nothing, and then it's not it's not static. You know, this synchness, it changes with time. It's ebbs and flows and whatever. People change and whatnot. So it's always good to touch base. And it seems like so much work, but it's really not. You know, people make it seem like these conversations are so much work. If it's, I don't know. I don't know if someone is your friend or is your partner or is, you know, whatever. You have to make sure that you the expectations you have of them, they are aware of it.
Yeah.
Because you can't say that someone broke your heart and you hadn't expressed to them what you needed from them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or you can find yourself not in sync, you know. And these things happen.
Mm.
And relationships end, and then you cope with it, and then you pick yourself up, and then you move on.
Yeah.
Because you can't shikilia things once things are not in sync or things are not.
I feel like that's very common in like casual relationships. Like, you know, the way you begin a casual relationship and it could progress to something more.
Mm.
So now you keep on having that conversation.
Mm.
But you see, these days it's really fickle, or maybe the way we handle each other or have these conversations.
Without care.
Mm. And so you're like, there's some things that you do that are very affectionate and very intimate. Then someone will, you know, 1 month down the line is sometimes for, I don't think this is going to work anymore. And yet for you, you are having that, you know, that feeling or thinking that you're on the same page because you're not really having this conversation. Or this other person that you're having this casual relationship with is not being open with you. They're not communicating that, I feel like something has changed and I think let's, you know, take a step back and stop doing this before it becomes
someone's heart actually gets hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Heartbroken.
Yeah. And not to, you know, overtalk this subject. What are your final words on hearts and breaking and, you know?
I still feel in some way, no matter how much you communicate, you can really control your heart being broken.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And I think it will happen because if we're actually putting ourselves out there, putting our hearts there,
and
being
we should
open,
put ourselves
we really should
out there.
Actually believe this.
Mm.
I believe that, yeah, you'll get heartbroken, but don't let that be the reason you close off your heart and you're like, no more. Protect yourself and also, you know, give yourself that aftercare where you want to give other people a chance to, you know, get to know you, the real you.
And to just continue from what you're saying, you know, people think they are being like unique or different by saying, oh, you know, I closed myself off from people and whatever. Mm. It's quite a mainstream way of thinking. And honestly, I don't think it's the better way of thinking, which is completely my opinion. Do you? But I don't think, you know, you're sparing yourself from anything.
Yeah.
You know, so what I would say is your heart will be broken. We just have to find healthy ways of healing and coping and being better. So, yeah. Wandia, what are you listening to now?
So, I recently went for a Blinky Bill concert set. He was DJing somewhere. And yeah, so I'm listening to Blinky and I really love this song from We Cut Keys While You Wait, I Should Have Learned Kung Fu.
Mm.
It's really upbeat. And I think that's my current energy. Currently. Yeah.
Well, I'm listening to Asha, 8701. And that's just because of this whole who is the king of R&B conversation. Because people are not giving him his props.
His things.
Give Asha his things, okay?
Yeah. Actually, what do you think about his new album?
Well, I haven't listened to it. There's a part where he dropped off, but he has albums.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not going to convince me that, the king is like Chris Brown, please.
Oh, good.
Anyway.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so that's what I'm listening to. And that's it for today, guys. We shall see you on the flip side.
This podcast is recorded at What's Good Studios, who also provide technical assistance. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes, Castbox, or anywhere you get your podcasts.